Sports Bulletin. Novak Djokovic boards a plane out of Australia after losing his appeal against visa cancellation. Australia and New Zealand offer assistance to tsunami-hit Tonga. And in sport, a winning start for Australian wildcard Alexander Vukic and Naomi Osaka on the first day of the Australian Open. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. Legal experts say Novak Djokovic's court case has shed a light on Australia's strict immigration laws and powers of the immigration minister. Australian barrister Ian Neal SC told SBS News that the power to cancel a visa that the government had issued, which Immigration Minister Alex Hawke exercised in deporting Novak Djokovic, is uncommon among Western countries. He adds that while the Djokovic case has attracted worldwide attention because of his public profile, there remains many refugees seeking Australian visas whose stories are not heard.
The real task now is to ensure that those stories don't fall away from public sight, that we don't keep, that we stop talking about them, stop thinking about them, stop thinking about the 30 people who have been held in the same hotel that Mr. Djokovic was detained in, some of them for more than a year.
Australia and New Zealand are responding to calls for immediate aid in Tonga after a devastating tsunami hit the Pacific Island nation. Defence Force aircraft have left Auckland and Brisbane to assess the damage caused by an underwater volcanic explosion. The Deputy Head of Mission of the Tongan High Commission says while power is beginning to be restored in Tonga, international communication is still limited. Victorian health authorities are urging people to gain a better understanding of how to manage COVID-19 at home. With one-third of Victoria's PCR tests now positive for coronavirus, there are concerns the Omicron variant is yet to reach its peak. Intensive care numbers are rising with 129 patients in ICU on Monday, up 7 from the previous day and 38 on ventilators. Chief Health Officer Brett Sutton says there are several things people can do to prepare.
Everyone should have a plan to isolate, including a nominated person who can drop off food safely or look after pets. Everyone should be practicing good habits around ventilation at home, whether or not you're positive. And that means opening windows, internal doors to let fresh air come through your homes. Knowing your symptoms and knowing when to escalate appropriately.
The state recorded 22,429 COVID-19 cases and 6 deaths on Monday, including 12,059 infections from PCR tests and 10,370 from rats. Queensland has seen an increase in COVID-19 hospitalisations to 702 compared to 670 in the previous 24 hours, with 47 patients currently in intensive care. However, Chief Health Officer Dr. John Gerard says there are lingering concerns about vulnerable people not receiving their booster.
If you are unvaccinated in Queensland, you are 24 times more likely to be admitted to a Queensland intensive care unit than someone who is triple vaxxed.
This comes as the state reports a further 7 deaths. Meanwhile, the Education Minister has announced there will be no need for an extra week of school at the end of the year to make up for the delayed start, and the year will finish on the originally scheduled date of December 9th, 2022. Turning to other states, New South Wales has reported 29,504 new COVID-19 cases, along with a further 17 virus-related deaths. Hospital numbers continue to rise, with the state's hospitals now caring for 2,776 COVID-19 patients, 126 more than the day before. In tennis, defending champion Naomi Osaka has progressed into the second round of the Australian Open in straight sets, overcoming Camila Osorio. The Japanese star defeated the world number 50 and her Colombian opponent to ease through the competition at Melbourne Park on Monday. And Australian wildcard Alexander Vukic upset number 30 seed Lloyd Harris with a win in 4 sets, and he received a standing ovation from the home crowd. And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, very hot and sunny, 38. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 25. Melbourne, partly cloudy, 21. Hobart, cloudy, 19 degrees. Canberra, a shower or two, 24. Wollongong, showers, 24. Sydney, much the same, 27 degrees. Newcastle, a shower or two, 27. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 31. Cairns much the same, 33, and Darwin showers in a possible storm, 32. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.